Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at windowskansascity.com.
As America fails, we all continue to win. It is such a crazy principle. It sounds really ridiculous to say, but it's in play as Joe Biden has just completed his worst week yet as president of the United States. The more things that fall apart, the more things that Americans see that are not what they are told they are, the worse it is for Democrats, the worse it is for Joe Biden, and the more conservatives and the GOP continue to win in the United States. And that is the theme of this episode of KKHI, as Joe Biden doesn't know really where to turn next and what he will do next after the Supreme Court deals a major blow to the president, saying it is unconstitutional to name businesses with 100 employees or more and mandate that employees get a shot or they are fired. This was basically along appointed party lines. The six justices of the Supreme Court that were appointed by Republicans all say, nah, can't do that. And it's a shame that every single institution in America has turned political. And we will get to Roger Marshall and Dr. Anthony Fauci in a few minutes, because it's pretty clear that every possible wing, every office, every place in Washington, D.C. in the federal government is politics. It's politicized. But this is good news for conservatives. We're winning at every turn. And that is what this podcast is all about today. Everywhere you turn, America's winning. I'm not talking about busted up supply chains. I'm not talking about inflation. I'm not talking about illegals flooding in. I'm not talking about the actual things that are happening. I'm talking about the sea change in what Americans view and what they think, and the unbelievable access to information that we've never had before. As much as we know big tech, corporate media, a lot of entities are far left and doing real damage in promoting or blocking information that is either for or against their side, we also know that Americans have never been more informed. Now, maybe that's not a high bar. Maybe there's still a lot of people out there that don't know very much. But I don't think there's anybody that in some way in the United States isn't paying attention. And there's one thing that's inherent to any citizen of any country, and that is, after your individual rights, which are not granted in many countries, liberty, freedom, the things that we have here, after your individual rights, the thing that most people want is for their homeland, their motherland, their country to be great, to be unique, to not be like other cultures, other places around the world. You recognize your place in the world. You like it. We generally all think it's better. People in Asia think their way of life is better. People in Africa think their way of life is better. People down under think their life is better. They want Australia to be the greatest country. We all basically want that. And what people are finding out is Democrats fight that. Democrats don't like that. They don't like America. They're fighting against America, our Constitution, our personal freedoms. They want to completely remake her into something that most Americans simply are not comfortable with. And that includes millions of people that their entire lives have voted for Democrats. Oh, this was a bad week for Joe Biden. Supreme Court, by a tally of 6-3, says you can't do that. Joe Biden is now 1-3 in court. The only thing that was upheld by the Supreme Court is a health care mandate that Biden has put in place that says if health organizations receive federal funds for Medicare and Medicaid, they can require those workers to have the jab. And I understand that. Those become then federal agencies and not individual employers. Some 84 million people got a reprieve on Thursday from the Biden administration that I've predicted for 3 months they would get. I couldn't predict when it would be. I couldn't predict how long these things take legally. We know that Joe Biden got scared. He was going to do this at the start of December. Then he pushed it back to January 4th. They never enacted it. There were these legal battles. Many people thought Biden was simply doing it, or the administration was simply doing it, in order to scare people to go get the shot. In other words, if you thought you were losing your job, you go get the shot. Here's ultimately why Biden loses again. Well, first of all, it's unconstitutional. But secondarily to that, What is the biggest employment story in America? The biggest employment story in America is people can't find workers. So here you had all these companies that were going to fight back. They were going to do this on their own. They weren't going to just watch good employees go because they didn't get jabbed. We're not living in a time where that's reality for companies. The government cannot mandate this through OSHA. This is a very, some of these topics are so simple. Biden knew it all along. They never implemented it. They never crippled these companies to where there was some attrition. There were some people that got jabs and there were some people that quit. Maybe they got what they wanted. Maybe they turned these companies into more liberal organizations. Maybe that's ultimately their goal. I can't really speak to that. I know this. I know they didn't have a chance of getting, of keeping this. If it was implemented and it started, it was, and this is probably the topic more people emailed me about over the last 6 months than any other. That we have these jobs. We love our positions. We're very worried. We're not getting the shot. We're very worried we're going to lose our job first in December, right before Christmas. Then he's changed it to January 4th or January 3rd. It's going to be January 3rd. We're going to lose our jobs. And I would always email people back and say, I'm not walking in your shoes. I don't feel that pressure. I can't feel, possibly understand what you're feeling right now about your job, but I can give you my opinion. And my opinion is it's never coming to that. That nobody that works for a company with 100 employees or more is going to be fired because they didn't get a jab. That is so ridiculously un-American at its core and unconstitutional that it's an absolute shame that we don't have the justices appointed by Democrats going along with it. How could this not have been a 9-0 vote? Honestly, how could it not? And one of the real issues I have with the justices we call conservative that were appointed maybe by Republicans is they have a tendency to peel away, as Kavanaugh did on this thing, and said, well, I'll peel away on the healthcare situation because Medicare and Medicaid is funded by the federal government. The federal government should have the ability to say, you know, what the conditions are for working there, blah, blah, blah. So Kavanaugh peeled off and went with the other side. He peeled away on that one. And I always feel like when the conservative justices do that, and I think the Chief Justice did this with Obama during Obamacare, I always feel like they say, there will be bigger fights down the road that are more important and we will dig in. We're going to show everyone that we can swing the other way, that we are the open-minded justices. And maybe that's what this was. I don't know that I really care. I don't think healthcare systems are going to be in a situation. Look, healthcare workers are so needed right now that we're going to get to a point where nobody's going to care if they're jabbed or not. Just get your butt in here and work. We need you. We need you in the worst possible way. This story was underplayed yesterday for all of the mayhem, for the people that it affected. And we're talking about 84 million people based on their job. That's how many people in America work at private companies with 100 employees or more. 84 million Americans work in these jobs. Most of them obviously are jabbed, so maybe they weren't concerned about it, but they had to be watching it and think, what else can the government make my employer do to me? This is how we're winning. In a few moments, I'll describe for you some actions that are taking place, because when public sentiment gets what it is right now, there are reactions to that, and the GOP is doing that in a big way. Joe Biden's had a horrible week. His Freedom to Cheat Act, or License to Cheat, whatever you want to call it, in elections is toast because Manchin and Sinema have held firm. They're not voting for any sort of a breakdown of the filibuster. They're not going to do it. Joe Biden's Quinnipiac polling, the last seven polls. You ready for these numbers? We gave you the one yesterday of 33. I hadn't watched this. I saw them tabulated. The last seven polls, and I think these are maybe every 3 weeks, something like that. So we're talking about maybe a five-month period here. Joe Biden's polling number, which would have been roughly taken right after the Afghanistan debacle. I think if we start right there with the debacle in Afghanistan last summer, if we start right there, here's Joe Biden's approval number. In order, consecutive polls, 49, 46, 42, 38, 37, 36, 33. It's no wonder Manchin and Sinema won't stand with him and change this stuff. Only the hard left will even talk about this stuff at this point. And there's a lot of relieved members of Congress, including Sherese Davids, probably right here in the Kansas City area, because she's going to be in a tussle in her district. Mayor Cleaver won't be. He'll win again. But Sherese Davids could be in for a battle, and the last thing she wanted to do was have to vote on something like that, on changing the rules. She's in Congress. It's not a Senate vote at that point, but you either support it or you don't, and I don't think she wants to take a stance on things like this. I don't know that she wants to pen her name to this voting bill that they floated. So where do they go next? Well, they say dumb things. Jen Psaki had a press conference, and when asked about all the stuff they're trying to do that apparently is either unconstitutional, unpopular, against the law, un-American, Psaki's response, they're frustrated. Psaki's response, well, I guess we could just do bunny rabbits and ice cream all day. She's trying to make a joke out of losing at every turn, about bad news everywhere for the Democrats. I guess we could just do bunny rabbits and ice cream all day. Let me just inform Ms. Psaki. That is exactly what the American public wants you to do until November. America wants you to do bunny rabbits and ice cream. They want you to take Sleepy Joe this spring when it's really pretty out into the Rose Garden, and he can wave, and he can do an Easter thing with it. We can do an Easter egg hunt. This is perfect. It's right around the corner. Spring will be here. We want to see, maybe he'll comment on Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil, did he see his shadow? What do you think, Mr. President? Please comment on that. Who do you like in the Super Bowl? Oh, what do you think about spring training starting up, Mr. President? Yes, all those things. That's what America wants right now out of Joe Biden. They want bunny rabbits and ice cream. And I feel inferior to Jen Psaki that I didn't come up with that idea. I've been sitting here saying the best thing that could happen is they do absolutely nothing. Well, as it's turning out, that's exactly what they're doing, is nothing. Not for lack of trying or coming up with ridiculous ideas that are unpopular with Americans and unpopular with people in their own party. But I was wrong. Don't do nothing. Give us bunny rabbits and ice cream. I love that idea. That's fantastic. Stay away from Capitol Hill. Forget legislation. Leave everything like it is for the next 9 months and let's have an election. You're still going to have the White House. Let's just see what happens. Let's see what America's thinking right now. Let's not go against the grain. Bernie Sanders is speaking out. Bernie Sanders says the Dems are on the wrong track. He claims he's an independent because he gets to do this. This is why Bernie is so bad. He sits in the middle when he's farther left of left, is not a Democrat. He sits in the middle and says he's an independent, so he can sit back when things are bad and Biden's numbers have gone 49, 46, 42, 38, 37, 36, 33. And then crazy Bernie can just say, Democrats are on the wrong track. I don't agree with them. I'm an independent. I don't agree with them. What does Bernie think we should do? We should attack corporations. That's right. We should be attacking corporations. When all else fails, when America's tired of hearing about racism, when they're tired of hearing about, you know, voter rights or $5 trillion stimulus for Green New Deal, when they're tired of immigration, when they're tired of inflation and taxation and supply chain problems, when they're tired of all this stuff, this is easy. No one ever disagreed with this ever on either side. No one ever. Big corporations are evil. That's so easy. Bernie Sanders has just put on his best slippers and a warm blanket, and he's cuddled up next to a January fire. And he said, I'm out of this. Democrats are on the wrong track. There you have it. I'm crazy Bernie. And I've just thrown the entire party under the bus. Liz Warren's doing the same thing. She thinks we should be looking at banks and corporations. They're all distancing from what the people in power are talking about because they know the American public has no appetite for any of it. We're talking about a fringe group of people here. Are there some bad things happening? I mean, maybe. But right now, the reaction is priceless. Whether it's supply and demand, which is where healthcare resides. There's plenty of jobs in the field. Anybody that wants to work, there's plenty of jobs. If you don't take the jab in healthcare, because of the Supreme Court ruling. There's plenty of places that will hire you without the jab. They will. It's a beautiful thing. That's supply and demand. Now, if they follow Bernie's lead, and if Bernie were president, and they turn around now and start attacking corporations, well, what's going to happen then? 2022 is going to be one of the worst stock market years you've ever seen. They're going to further crush the economy. You want to go attack corporations? And there's a lot of things I don't like about corporations, and there's a lot of things about most corporations I really don't like, and that's their bent to the liberal slant at this point. But my goodness, the giant corporations in this country make us the economic engine that we are. They are global entities. In some cases, they are bigger than countries or regions. Apple is bigger than the United Kingdom. Apple Corporation is bigger than the entire economy of the United Kingdom. They're part of our system. Are they far left? Probably. They're not out there like a lot of companies like Nike. They try to at least look like they're neutral. I don't have any thoughts that that's where they are, or that Microsoft is that way, or some of these other companies. I don't. These mega corporations. We see a lot of high-profile people now that are very conservative that have a lot of money. We see the Elon Musk's with Tesla and what he's doing. We know where he stands politically. We see Joe Rogan with his podcast and the hundreds of millions he's making and the influence he's having over people. There are gains. There are plenty of gains everywhere. But I love it, ultimately, when supply and demand take care of things. And in the free market for open hiring, this wasn't going to work. This is never going to work, and it's unconstitutional. That is a huge win for America. The Supreme Court doing what the Constitution says is a huge win for America. KKHI is brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction. You don't have to worry about where they side on these things. Ron Buck and his team they're really solid people. They want to do a really great job for you at the price they say they will. They want to keep your yard, your shrubs, your bushes, everything in pristine order while they're working, to where you don't ever come home and go, oh my God, what a mess. You've driven through your neighborhood. You've seen other roofing companies, all the trash in the yard and everything else. These guys do a really professional job. And right now is a great time to get a roof inspection. It's absolutely free. They'll tell you the life of your roof. They'll say you got 5 years left, 10 years left. Give us a call, whatever. Buck Roofing, 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Dr. Jeremy Fry, he got a kick out of my story about Prince Andrew and Prince Andrew's crooked teeth. I don't think Dr. Jeremy's going to be opening an office in London, but he does have them in other cities. They're not just in Kansas City. He's built quite a company that is fixing smiles all over America, and he's that guy. They really, really pay attention to detail. They care, and they're gentle, and ultimately, that's what it all comes down to. Send me to a place with a good vibe, conservative people working in there with smiles on their face, not the world is falling apart. You go to Fry Orthodontics and you'll feel that. It's an oversimplified way to say it, but you'll just feel the love. You'll feel that it matters to them. They really enjoy giving your teenager a perfect smile or you a perfect smile. Give them a chance at Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. Merriam Body Shop, online at merriambodyshop.com. The emails just keep coming in from those of you that are getting little repairs done with your car this winter, your little honeydews, like I can't get those dents out, or that scratch, or I've got a broken taillight that I know is going to get me in trouble. I need to get that fixed. And you're going to Merriam Body Shop. And you're all saying the same thing. You love Justin. I got several guys here. I always say, and this is a compliment when I say it. I say it about Hutch over at Amazing Garage Floor. I think Mark in many ways at 360 Documents, I say they're a trip. You know what? I think people say that about me. Justin's a trip, man. You go see Justin about your car. Just ask him. Just ask him what he thinks about Biden or the Green New Deal. Just bring something up to him and just see what happens. You'll have a great time while talking about your car. Justin will just do like a separate podcast for you on the side. It's great. They're really those kind of folks. They also do something that sounds simple that it isn't, and that is completely detail your car with a new car image. It's all one company, Merriam Body Shop, 913-362-1198. And, of course, my friend Hutch over at Amazing Garage Floors. We got snow and stuff coming this weekend. I am not afraid. I will drive my car in there after getting salt and sand on it, let it drip all over the place and run all over the place. As soon as it's warm next week, it's It's a 5-minute job to clean it right out. Love that about my amazing garage floor from amazinggaragefloors.net. Okay, for every action, there's a reaction. For all these pathetic actions that Democrats have done and tried that have failed, it's fun to watch them fail. They're failing because their own people, some of their own people, are smart enough. They're smart enough to know that you can't do this to the American public. These are things that are not popular. And if you implement them, you're going to get voted out. Above all else, these people love their jobs. They love their perks. They love, at least to this point, being able to invest in stocks and bonds, which I think is going to become illegal for elected members of Congress and should be. But for every action, now the word is getting out, there's some sort of a reaction. Roger Marshall goes after Dr. Anthony Fauci on Capitol Hill this week. Fauci says, "You're just wrong. You have false information. It's all available." And then Fauci says, "What a moron. Jesus Christ." And he gets caught on tape. And a lot of Americans don't like that. They don't think that's respectful, and it's not. Fauci is not respectful. He thinks he's a god. He reminds me of almost every team I've ever covered in every sport has had one player that was like Fauci. They just think they're better than everybody else. They look down on everyone. They are just dead sure that they're superior in every way. And that's what we saw out of Fauci. Roger Marshall is simply wanting to see the financial disclosures of Anthony Fauci the last 2 years. They have not been disclosed. There was plenty disclosed previously in his career, unredacted. Then all of a sudden stuff became redacted. And whatever they're putting out now, it's redacted. Redacted means the important stuff that we really want to know. They take a black marker to and go right over the top of it, and you can't read it. So here's where Roger Marshall is absolutely right. What do you think they redacted? I've got a pretty good guess. Not the salary. The salary's right there. Not the benefits or the retirement package that's available or the years of service or those things. Not those. Not necessarily the taxes he paid. We've got the ultimate Tony Fauci gray area in his compensation package that includes stocks and royalty payments. Now, royalty payments are speaking gigs. They could be a million. They fall under 1,000 categories. Appearances, book deals. There could be all kinds of stuff out there. And it's not there. We can't get the information. Stocks are what they are. We know what Nancy Pelosi's been doing. It should be illegal. However, America's a great place. There is now a website that tracks all the stocks that members of Congress buy and then offers up to you the same advice and says, if Congress is buying these, maybe you should buy these stocks. That's a hell of a service. That's a hell of a service. That's right, because they're basically, if you're in Congress and you're buying massive amounts of company stocks, it's basically insider trading. You don't buy them blindly. You don't look at the Dow and go, let me pick one of these. Let's see, I'll go with that company. No, you don't do that. Pelosi very selectively buys stocks based on what she knows and what legislation works for which companies and based on what legislation could be coming down the pike next. The sheer number of politicians that own healthcare stocks or pharmaceutical stocks with this COVID is enough to change the law. Well, you better bet your bottom dollar Anthony Fauci's tied into Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, Johnson & Johnson. You better believe he's tied into all of them. And he's just been getting rich as sin off of COVID. You better believe it. And the second Roger Marshall gets his hands on that information and it becomes public, Fauci's done. That will do it. His positions won't. That will. The left will turn on him and say, wow, you sat here and had this job and you capitalized off everyone else's pain and suffering and grief and death. And that's where we are. Roger Marshall is now introducing the Fauci Act. Fauci is an acronym for financial accountability of uniquely compensated individuals in the federal government. That's Fauci. They're calling it the Fauci Act. He wants complete public financial disclosures of these people, nothing redacted. And when asked now about being called a moron, Roger Marshall says, I don't take it personally. I'm more offended that he lied to Congress again. He lied to the Senate. He's done that multiple times. The last 2 years, he's not included stocks and royalty payments. It's reacted. He lied about gain of function in China, and he's lying about us getting the information about his compensation. He's lying. Go Roger Marshall. Go Roger Marshall. And I say go states in the United States. Actions, actions, actions. Three more actions this week taking place that are just fantastic for all of us. In the state of Pennsylvania, the legislature is introducing a bill that sends illegal aliens that the federal government sends to Pennsylvania. They're going to ship them to Delaware. Florida's doing this. State Senator Mario Scavullo says we will not have any contracts with any businesses in the state of Pennsylvania that are working with the Biden administration to bring illegals to Pennsylvania. This is a very simple piece of legislation. If an illegal is dumped by the federal government in Pennsylvania, we are busing them to Delaware and dropping them off. If a company in Pennsylvania does business with the Biden administration to bring illegals to the state or help illegals in the state, we will not allow any state contracts with those businesses. Great. Way to go, Pennsylvania. There's win number one. Win number two is in Tennessee. Tennessee's a great state. It is as red gets. There's a pocket in Nashville that is not. Get this. They have a supermajority in their state house. 73-26, it's GOP, which means they get to do whatever they want on the state level. They could override a governor. They got a supermajority. That's how red Tennessee is. Well, the supermajority of the GOP in Tennessee has decided for the midterm elections coming up, they have decided to redistrict Nashville. Nashville is District 5, and it voted 23 points advantage for Joe Biden in the presidential election. It's mostly Davidson County, the city of Nashville. They're splitting District 5 into three districts. District 5 will remain, but District 5 will be very small in what is currently District 5, and it will go into what is a very heavily Republican district that's much bigger geographically. That will flip District 5. The other two districts are massive GOP districts that will just be extended into Davidson County and absorb the Democrat voters and know that they will still win in their district. The result of this is expected to be in D.C. There are 9 congressmen in Washington, D.C. from the state of Tennessee. It is 7-2 Republican right now, and it is expected this fall it will be 9-0. That it will be it's a four-seat swing. You're going up two, they're going down two. It's a four-seat swing. So if Tennessee goes 9-0, there's four. Hell, that would just about do it right now. I think they're sitting here looking at this. What are we behind, 6 seats or something in the House? Tennessee's looking at it like if we just redistrict, we wouldn't have Pelosi in power right now. These states are doing wonderful things. The states that are overwhelming Republican are doing great things. They've been doing this stuff in places like California and New York forever. And we sit back and watch and do nothing about it. We're going to do it in Kansas. Sharice Davids is in trouble in her district. They're going to redistrict. It's no slam dunk. It is no guarantee. And Amanda Atkins is no perfect candidate to go up against her. I'm not going to sit here and guarantee something's going to happen in November. Elections aren't like that. We don't know what could happen. Joe Biden could start a war. It could change everything. We don't know what's going to happen. I can point out to you when we're winning. We're winning in Pennsylvania with forthcoming legislature to mimic what's going on in Florida. And a supermajority in Tennessee that says, we know what Tennesseans are, and we're going to have that reflected. Ronna McDaniel at the Republican National Committee this week said, no more rigged debates. We're peeling off from the Commission of Presidential Debates. I'm asking anyone in the Republican Party that wants to run for president if they will pledge to not do business with the Commission on Presidential Debates until they can negotiate and come to some agreement with this commission that it is bipartisan. By the way, bipartisan is a bad term too. I got to stop using that. That it is equal and just. Bipartisan, you know, they'll sit there and say a 52-48 vote is bipartisan because two Democrats voted for it. It's not really bipartisan. It's not. Or one Republican and two Democrats went against the grain out of 100. Technically it is. That's not really bipartisan. What you want on the presidential debates is a level playing field. And I would suggest, look, all the great television producers we have in this country, I would suggest something completely different. If you really want to see, if the American people really want to see a real debate, here's what I would suggest. I would tell the candidates, here's 40 topics. We're going to do 20 of them, half of them. We're not going to tell you which ones. There's going to be a giant video board pop up, and the topic, illegal immigration, pops up. Each of you gets 90 seconds. Every other topic, no rebuttals, no anything. Every other topic, you go first. Every other topic, you go second. Not complicated at all. Nobody asks a question. The topic comes up. What do you think about this topic? And let people see how it plays out. No gotcha questions, no nothing. Here's the topic. Here's the issue. Inflation. You can phrase it differently. It could be a question. How do you bring inflation down? But it can't be some targeted gotcha thing at one of the candidates. It seems so simple to me. Come up with 40 really simple questions. Say we're going to hit on 20 of these. You're each going to get 90 seconds. That's an hour. That's pretty easy to see what that is. It's about an hour, right? Let's do it. I don't understand why you allow these television actors to get involved in these debates, but the Republican National Committee says they're not having it. They're not having any more of it unless things completely change. Thanks to Mike Robinson and his team at Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC for being such a big-time supporter of KKHI. I can't thank him and his family enough and their entire business and their family there in Excelsior Springs, where customers say, we just make it easy. Ask for Mike Robinson on the showroom floor or Tim Trader. They're friends of mine. They're good dudes. They've got some vehicles in stock, but what's really easy right now is ordering up your Chevy, Buick, or GMC. You want to talk to him about the new Hummer? Sure. The new EV, electric Chevy Silverado? Call Tim up right now. Say, what do I got to do? Put me on the list. When we're ready to order, pre-order, I want to order. I want to build my Chevy Silverado, and I want to have it built at Roberts Robinson, and I want you to just ship it right to me. Perfect. They'll do it for you. Customer service is everything at Roberts Robinson. Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. 360 Document Solutions online at 360documentsolutions.com. Copiers, printers, IT solutions, mail systems, phone systems. Get a complimentary analysis. You want to meet Mark. I'm having fun with Mark now. I want you to just call him and ask him about Kevin McCarthy. Just do it. Say, hey, listen, you can help our business. What I really want to know is what do you think about Kevin McCarthy? 913-745-5344. That is Mark Lindquist at 360 Document Solutions. He'll help your business, I can promise you. And he'll bend your ear about Kevin McCarthy. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun experience for you. 360documentsolutions.com. And Back 9 Development, TJ and his team at Back 9 Development build beautiful custom homes, commercial properties, room additions, and condominiums like the Solheim at Grand Mere. If you're even considering a great investment property as inflation is going, the second building is under construction, the prices are locked in. As this community continues to grow, the prices are going up. It is a great time to buy. Great time to buy. The Solheim at Grand Mere. You can see those online at back9development.com. TJ's the owner. He'll give you a personal tour. He'll drive up in his pickup truck, most likely his jeans and his Carhartt jacket, and he'll tour you through the place. A young John Dutton from Yellowstone, maybe? That's what I think of when I think of folks like TJ. Great to do business with. Fantastic to do business with. You're going to like it. Back9development.com is the website. On to sports and the Chiefs-Steelers on Sunday night. I've never been more sure of a Chiefs playoff game in my life that the Chiefs are going to win. The computer, I saw this morning. This is crazy. The computer gives Kansas City a 76% chance of winning. The computer does not have eyeballs to watch the Steelers' offense. It can plug in the numbers. It can know that a certain number of games, you can lose the turnover ratio. You can lose turnovers by two here. The Chiefs can have three turnovers to one and still win this game. I'm not sure 2-0 is very good. They're going to need, but look, they're going to get a takeaway. If they don't, they're going to get 13 punts, which is the same. You know, three and outs are as good as a takeaway. Yes, field position is better. If you get a takeaway, you're going to have better field position. But a three and out is the other team took nothing off the clock and Patrick Mahomes has the ball back. You start three and outing the Steelers and it adds up more than turnovers. I don't know. Look, I love computer stats. There is no way the Chiefs are only a 76% chance of winning this game. This is the biggest line they've had all year. It's back to 13 points. Everybody's in agreement the Steelers can't score. Ben Roethlisberger's been making jokes about this game. And that has my attention a little bit. But the Chiefs are still like twice as likely, according to Vegas, to win the Super Bowl than Tennessee. So as the two seed, the Chiefs are favored. This is a real break. The Chiefs played a murderous schedule this year. This is a real break. Let me name some teams. Who would you rather play? I'm going to name these teams. Of these teams, which of these would you rather play than the Steelers? Chargers, Colts, Ravens, Browns, Dolphins, Broncos? Yeah, I'm going 0 for 6 there. I'd rather play the Steelers than any of those. I would. I'd rather play the Steelers than any of those six teams. And I only throw the Dolphins in. They don't have a head coach right now. Maybe another team on that list. Oh, the Broncos don't have a coach. So there's some teams there without coaches, but I'd still rather play the Steelers than those teams. The only thing in this game, the only wild card really is Mike Tomlin. But Mike Tomlin, I'm a huge fan. I think he's a great coach. I don't see him coming up with something X's and O's wise from the first go-round that fundamentally changes the game. I don't see that. I think their best chance now is to drop the dink and dunk and try. Know that the Chiefs are going to be set up to protect the dink and dunk and try to go downfield, but I don't think Ben Roethlisberger can do that at this point in his career. I think that's why the Steelers have become so safe, is because Ben can't do it. And if that's what they try to do, it could get real ugly real fast. I don't know that the Chiefs will march up and down the field on the Steelers early in this game and build some 21-0 lead. I don't know that. But I know this. The Steelers aren't doing that to Kansas City. I love this game. The computer says 24% for the Steelers. I say I don't believe that. I don't believe that in any way, shape, or form. I like the Chiefs. I like the fact that the Chiefs now, if teams start to play defensively against them to keep Mahomes from completing all these underneath passes, you just revert back to game plan one, which is to throw it deep. There may be some teams in the playoffs, and it may be Pittsburgh, that say, you know what, we've watched you now. We watched you carve us up with short passes. We've watched you go up and down the field on us. We're done with that. We're going to isolate our corners. We're just going to trust that we're going to roll the dice that today is the day that Mahomes doesn't make the good throws or that their guy doesn't get open or something like that doesn't happen. We will blitz. I think there's a chance the Steelers do that. It's been a long time since anybody's done that to the Chiefs. We're not going to keep two back. We're going to leave our corners on an island. We're going to trust them to make a play, and we're going to blitz Mahomes. There may be some of that in this game. He is the least blitz quarterback in the league for good reason, but the Chiefs have learned how to beat that now. And we'll see if teams react the other way in the playoffs. I kind of hope they do. I'd like to see some of this fun, crazy, downfield, bomb-throwing good times. There may not be any good times in Australia for Novak Djokovic. He's the number one player in the world. He's won the Australian Open 9 times. He's their entire marketing campaign. They sold tickets off of him and basically nothing else. They gave him a visa. Then they know he's not jabbed. And they said, well, you can't come. And then they said, the Australian Open's really hurting without you. Yes, you can come. Then a whole bunch of people on the left said, we don't want him here. He needs to go home. He's a health problem. He's a health risk. Get him out of here. Then the government ruled in his favor and said he can stay as long as he stays basically quarantined and wears a mask, except for when he's playing tennis. Then somebody called the immigration minister, which maybe we need to have one of these that has some real teeth. That'd be cool. The immigration minister revoked his visa, which apparently the immigration minister can do, and based it not upon law or what the government had told Djokovic. The immigration minister revoked his visa in, quote, public interest, unquote. And now they say Novak Djokovic could be sent home, could be deported from Australia. We'll probably know. I think the thing starts tomorrow. It starts very soon. So this has to wrap up in a big hurry if Novak Djokovic is going to be allowed to stay and play in the Australian Open. Hey, if you lived in Australia, you could order a Finch knife. If you worked in the outback, it might come in handy. If you like going outdooring, hiking, whatever in Australia, having a Finch knife in your pocket could be a handy little tool to keep. These are beautiful, collectible pieces of art. Gorgeous knives you can pay 2 or 3 times as much for. in big stores, you know the stores, or online from some of the more famous makers. Spencer and Steve started a new business, said, we love pocket knives. We think we can build the best for the lowest price. And they are Finch Knife Company. Online at finchknifeco.com or go to Teague Tractor and Farm in Belton, and you can see them right there. The handles are made of bone, wood, mother of pearl. 6 to 8 new designs every year. If you check them out online, you can see well over a dozen different styles. FinchKnifeCo.com. We love the fact this company was born in Kansas City. And we finish with a tip of the cap to a young man who's had a good run at the University of Georgia. He is Stetson Bennett. I don't think he has any possibility of becoming a starting quarterback in the NFL. I thought for most of the night, in the championship game the other night, he was a detriment to his team. He certainly was the first time they played Alabama. But in the end, you had to give the MVP to somebody. He played well. He made a couple plays down the stretch. Georgia won its first national title since 1980. He is a likable sort. He was a walk-on. He's always loved the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia fans love them some Stetson Bennett. Georgia fans see their quarterback as this is what college football is about. This is everything. Stetson Bennett, all year long, has had an advertising agreement making money from a chicken finger company called Raisin Cane's. Raisin Cane's is big in Georgia. They're all big in Georgia. All these chicken things that we have now, they're all from Georgia. I think one might be from Arkansas. Georgia and their chicken fingers are just all one and the same. You can't go to, there's 50 places in Athens with chicken fingers. Chicken, fried chicken. So Stetson Bennett does this deal with Raisin Cane's, which is named after a dog. It's kind of cool. I like Raisin Cane's. I got no issue here with any of these. I like all the fried chicken fingers, okay? So he's been making money all year from this company, and they say, hey, you won the national title. You know, you asked the MVP of the Super Bowl, how are you going to celebrate? And they say, I'm going to Disney World. Well, not Stetson Bennett. He went back to Athens, Georgia, and started working the drive-through at Raisin Cane's. Now, I don't know what kind of dough they shelled out to this kid. He stood in the drive-through like for hours. We got Novak Djokovic can't play in the Australian Open because he's not jabbed. Stetson Bennett wins a college football game, goes back to the state of Georgia, and works the drive-through without a mask on and hands people their food. That's a tale of two worlds right there. Tale of two athletes, a tale of two worlds. Stetson Bennett was having fun. He was having a blast in that drive-through. People were coming through and they were honking. He did this for several hours. It was madness. People lined up around the block, wanting to order a chicken finger and have Stetson Bennett give it to him and take selfies at the window. This was a great promotion. Good for Raisin Cane's. Good for Stetson Bennett, who apparently got hammered Monday night and went on Good Morning America Tuesday morning from being up all night and drinking, and it showed. They don't care. That made a legend out of him. I don't think he's going to make millions of dollars in the NFL. You know what Stetson Bennett's going to make? Millions and millions of dollars in the state of Georgia off being Stetson Bennett. Oh, would you like to be on our, would you like to be a vice president at our bank? Yes, please. What does it pay? $350,000. And we'll put you on the board. Would you like to come do some golf tournaments with all our big clients? Yes, I would. How much? $100,000. Perfect. This guy is going to cash in on being Stetson Bennett, and I'm happy for him. The kid was a walk-on. All he ever wanted to do was go to Georgia. He Georgia football through and through. Maybe he goes and becomes a coach. I kind of hope not. I hope he just lives the life of playing golf, corporate schmoozing, taking pictures, getting paid big money, raise a family, live the great life. That's the American dream. Like, he's done enough right now to become a multimillionaire and just be really rich and famous the rest of his life in the state of Georgia. And that is extremely lucrative. And right now he's just peddling chicken fingers. I love it. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Very good story there. So happy for the University of Georgia. Okay, I mentioned yesterday we're over 15,000 daily followers now of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. I love that. Thank you so much for spreading the word. Keep telling people about it. And when you show them how to listen on their iPhone or whatever, tell them to hit that like or follow button. It's absolutely free. If you'd like to become a patron, we've got about a dozen new patrons this week. We'll be putting up a patron podcast today. This is Friday. We'll be doing the newsletter on Saturday. So we got a couple of new pieces of content coming up today and tomorrow for the patrons. It's so easy to sign up, and it's only $5 a month. Go to kkhasissues.com. Become a patron. It takes less than five. I think it takes about 3 minutes. It's very easy. I don't see any of your information. I don't know where you live. I don't know your address. I don't get your phone number. I don't see your credit card information. I don't see any of that stuff. It's all secure through Podbean. I don't want to see anybody's information. The only thing I know about you is your email address and if your status is active. That's all I know, and that's all I want to know. And I don't want you to know about my credit card numbers and all that stuff either. So it's we're all the same that way. Many of you have emailed and said, look, I'd become a patron, but I just can't give my credit card. I just can't do this. Well, I can't promise you if you're still paying all your bills with checks and cash and things like that, and you could still get tracked. Your phone can track you. Your computer can track you. There's all kinds of ways that people can hack in and find you, and this is happening every day. I'm not saying throw in the towel. I'm not saying give up and quit because of me. Stand your ground if it's really, really important to you, but it is safe. We've not had one person in our patron program in over a year, 15 months, say that the patron program somehow broke them down, that their bank information was released or something bad happened or anything like that. We've not had one person happen that way. So it is very secure. Nothing on a computer is 100% secure because there's evil people in the world that are really smart and know how to hack things. But if that's been holding you back, I wouldn't be too concerned about it. Join the patron program, $5 a month at kkhasissues.com. Mostly have a great weekend. Enjoy the playoff games. I certainly am. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.